You are now listening to the Hack My Age podcast, the show that brings you guests for the woman going through the menopause journey. I'm your host, Zora Benamou, a gerontologist, certified sports nutrition, menopause, and breathing coach. I'm the author of The Longevity Master Plan and the cookbook Eating for Longevity. And if you're a woman in perimenopause or postmenopause, check out the programs on the hackmyage.com website to biohack and optimize your menopause experience, because menopause is inevitable, but suffering is optional. So now please head on over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review to help others find us too. This is a really important point because it costs nothing, but makes a huge impact for me to support a podcast from menopausal women to normalize this conversation about menopause and attract even more amazing guests to the show for you and for me. Hey there, biohacking besties. If you're navigating perimenopause or just dealing with those pesky menopause symptoms like hot flashes, fatigue, unexplained weight gain, you're not alone. I get it. The struggles with belly fat, crappy sleep, a racing mind, thinning hair, and that all too familiar feeling of anxiety or mood swings. Or maybe you've just experienced those mysterious symptoms like phantom smells, itchy skin, and achy joints. And these are all signs that you may be heading into the menopause transition. Yep, even if you're only 40. And it's not even rare to have these symptoms in your 30s. So just be aware. But here's the scoop. Menopause may be inevitable, but suffering is completely optional. You don't have to just tough it out because it's a natural process that women have endured for centuries. Yes, it's natural, but no, you don't have to tolerate the pain anymore. And that's why I've created specialized menopause biohacking programs just for you. This is not the usual recommendations like get a fan and dress in layers. We are talking about biohacks, which go beyond what most people even heard of to treat menopause symptoms. So head over to the hackmyage.com website and snag the hot flash program or the energy reboot program to hack your fatigue and optimize your menopause transition. And whether you prefer self-guided, affordable masterclasses or fully guided programs with a supportive community of women and me who are facing similar challenges, we have got you covered. Every Saturday of the month, we start a new cohort of women. You get an exclusive 10% off any program with the code HACKMYAGE. So gotta act fast, especially if you want a spot in the guided program, because we keep it intimate with a maximum of 20 women to give you the attention you deserve. So don't let menopause dictate your journey. Let's conquer it together and head over to the HACKMYAGE website now and start biohacking menopause. I have a confession to make. I use my computer and phone before bed. I know it's not what we're supposed to do, but I've got a hack for that. And it's called blue blocking glasses. And I wear my glasses starting from when the sun goes down. And I wear them when I have lights on in the kitchen, when I'm making my dinner, and when I'm using my computer and phone. And the reason I wear them is to protect my melatonin production so that I can fall asleep and stay asleep all night. And these glasses, they really do play a big role in hacking my sleep. And everyone knows that I get the best sleep scores. And I honestly wake up feeling refreshed and more energized in the morning. And I noticed that the Viva Rays are different than the cheapo Amazon ones I first had. First, they're like three glasses in one, because they have this little magnetic clip on of orange and then red in addition to the yellow. And the next, most blue blocking glasses block out too much light or not enough light. And if you listen to the podcast that I did with Rudy Nassif of Viva Rays, you'll know what that means. And finally, they're also made in an optic lab, so you can get reader, bifocal, and progressive lenses. And of course, they are ethically made with sustainable materials. And I love my glasses so much. I've been wearing them for like a year now. I had to reach out to Viva Rays and ask if they'd like to be a sponsor of the podcast. And so here we are. And they're offering a generous 15% discount for you. So go to vivarays.com and use the code Zora, Z-O-R-A. And there's also a link in the show notes. Now let's start the show. Hello, my biohacking besties. I'm going to try to make this episode as short as possible, because you can go down a rabbit hole with the definitions and what is menopause and perimenopause and premenopause. And we're going to explain all of this to you. And I want to try to make it very simple, not to confuse you. And before I get started, I want to just give you some March news. This episode should be released in March. I'm going to call out you guys who have not yet joined the Biohacking Menopause membership group. You are going to love it. You're going to thank me later when you do. It's amazing. This is a women's only group. We share information about menopause, our experiences. I give you biohacks. And this month, you've only got 1 or 2 days left to jump in to the membership program in order to participate in a giveaway from Viva Ray's blue blocking glasses. These are my favorite glasses for blue blocking. It's incredible. We had a really nice Q&A with, Rudy Nassif. And he talked all about light, junk light, and how to heal yourself with light, how women going through menopause need light, and when to get it in and when to block it out. So if you jump in now before April 1st, 2024, you have a chance to win the Viva Race. This is a $275 value. These are not your average glasses. It's like 3-in-1. And anyone who jumps in the program now gets a complimentary consult with me. That's huge. That's worth $200. So really, honestly, it's kind of a no-brainer to jump in and get the consult. Then you can leave. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't like you to do that, but if you must, you can do that. Come on in, because I know you won't leave. You're going to love it. And the April giveaway next month, because every month we have giveaways. This is awesome. We always have a chance to get something. So Fully Vital is our next giveaway. And this is a set for hair growth. Get thicker, fuller, more shiny hair. This is a product that Faraz Khan has created. He's an anti-aging and a biohacking expert. And he's been on the podcast several times to talk about hair and skin. He knows so much. I've applied so many of his tips myself. Fully Vital, if you win this, it's a set. These are supplements that are not your average supplements. And this is a roller for your hair, little rollers to bring blood flow. And it's a serum. And so jump in before May 1st, and you'll be able to participate in that giveaway too. And if you jump in also in April, but now until April, our April live Q&A guests, we have live Q&As every month with amazing experts. And for some reason, we're jam-packed with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guest experts. I thought I'd only get 2 a month, but we've got 5. So, and including the one with me, we do live Q&As. This is not like you're sitting around waiting for a presentation. You get to ask your burning questions and get them answered. We try to collect them in advance, and then we go through and help you biohack menopause. So when with me, I give breathwork sessions every month. We have a live Q&A with Dr. Zulia Frost, who's going to tell us everything we need to know about red light therapy. So if you want to know, how can I use red light therapy to heal my gut? How can I use it to sleep better? How can I use it to alleviate joint pain? How can I use it to detox? There's so many things we can use red light therapy for. And she is an expert in photobiomodulation. It's another way of saying red light therapy and using light to heal. Then we have Lainey Gray on, and she is going to talk about gut health. She's another great guest I've had on the podcast, and she's going to answer your questions on what probiotics should I be taking? What tests should I be taking? If any, do I need to test? And then we have Dr. Indra Barathan, and she is a functional medicine doctor, and she loves to answer your questions on hormones, hormone therapy, alternatives, about biohacking menopause. She knows so much about this. And Rachel Varga is also coming on, and she knows she's a biohacking skincare expert. You're going to love her. Got radiant skin. Radiance is her thing. And Dr. Nicola Conlon. And she's going to talk about answer your questions on NAD, that molecule, right? And she's going to talk about energy and fatigue and how to hack this in menopause. And we'll answer any of your questions that you have on NAD, to be honest. So jump into the community. You're going to love it. It's all about connection and meeting like-minded women. So with that out of the way, let's get into menopause. what is menopause? And if you're like me, you were like, oh, that's something that happens in your 50s and 60s, something like that. And it's so much earlier than that. And there's so much more to unpack here. Menopause literally is just a one-day event. Just one day. It's when you hit 12 consecutive months without your menstrual period. Okay, if you have your period is gone for 4 months and then poof, comes back, well, then you got to start the clock all over again. All right, that's how you know if you're in menopause. Did you have 12 months consecutively without your period? Menopause is inevitable, right? Suffering is optional. That's what I continue to say over and over again. It's a natural part of aging, but we don't need to suffer through it, right? Some women get away with no symptoms. I'm worried about them the most. That's including me, because we don't test. We don't look for things. We think everything's fine. And just because we don't feel the menopause symptoms doesn't mean we're not going through menopause and things are not happening under the hood. So I'll do a whole other podcast on like what women like that need to do. Menopause is a sign. It's a signal that it's the end of our reproductive years. This is why some women rejoice and some women get depressed. It depends on your attitude and how you look at things. Menopause is when we have this loss of progesterone and estrogen. It's our sex hormones, but there's a lot of other things. Any guests that you've heard on this podcast, it's NAD, loss of NAD with the aging process. Loss of melatonin is normal as we get older. Loss of this, loss of that. Gosh, I want to change this scarcity mindset into an abundance mindset. And that's what we're here to do with Hack My Age. So we can replenish our hormones. We can boost them. We can top them up. But generally in menopause, this is what's happening. But I want you women to be aware that the loss of progesterone happens most often in our mid-30s. I certainly was not thinking about menopause in my 30s. I was raising babies. I don't think I had time to think about menopause, but just be aware if you're in your 30s or if you have anyone in your family, your friends are in the 30s, we have other podcasts discussing on progesterone and the loss of progesterone. You can go back to those. And if I can remember, I'll put that in the show notes.
This episode is sponsored by Oxford HealthSpan, the creators of my favorite supplement, Primadine. I admit it, I am a total supplement junkie, but if I had to choose only one, it would be this one. And it's because Primadine is spermidine, and this is shown to activate autophagy, which is super important. Now, this is a cellular cleanup and recycling process that declines as we age. So as we get older, our cells accumulate a lot of junk and waste, which isn't good for our cells, our health, nor our longevity. So we need to clean it up. And if you want the research on this, go to oxfordhealthspan.com and you can see all of it, showing how spermidine supports our brain, our hormones, and our heart health. And another great side effect is stronger hair, skin, and nails, but also longer eyelashes. But you know, the real important reason why I love Primadine is because I have never, ever received as much feedback on a product I recommended as I have with Primadine. Literally every week, someone reaches out to me on Facebook or Instagram with an amazing testimonial. And most of the time, it's about improved sleep. And even some of you told me it's reversed a bit of your gray hair too. So I find that totally amazing. So I can honestly say with 100% certainty that Primadine is the best spermidine supplement you'll ever find. And you can try it with a 15% discount by using the code Zora, Z-O-R-A, on oxfordhealthspan.com. Just be sure to get back to me with your results too. Now enjoy the show.
And then in our 40s is we have this loss of estrogen. And the difference is that in your mid-30s, progesterone takes a steep and precipitous decline. It happens really fast. We don't even really know it. Whereas in our 30s, estrogen, you know, of course, we start to gradually lose everything as we're aging, but most of it happens a little bit more gradually than progesterone in our 40s. Okay, and that's why we're feeling a lot of these menopausal symptoms in our 40s. So basically, yeah, your ovaries stop making eggs, stop making hormones like estrogen. It's just time for it to wind down, and it just gives your adrenals
the baggage to start making up for some lost hormones, but you won't get those hormones back unless you put them back in yourself. And you can do that naturally with bioidenticals. That's a whole other discussion. We're not going to talk about that today. Premenopause, right? A lot of women confuse premenopause and perimenopause. They use it for the same thing. It's not. And actually, menopause, everyone, including me, talks about it, meaning this whole transition of menopause, not necessarily the postmenopausal women, right? We're talking about more this transition that includes perimenopause. So I'm going to tell you the difference between perimenopause and premenopause. So we'll start with premenopause because that's what happens first. It starts from the day you start your period when you were like, I don't know, 11, 12, 13, until you hit perimenopause, which I'll explain in a second. Peri and pre, different. So in premenopause, if you're a premenopausal woman, you still got your periods, no crazy hormonal changes. You can predict your periods. You know when it's going to happen. Nothing wrong there. What's interesting to know, when you're in premenopause in your 30s, you, by the time you reached age 30, you've lost 90% of your eggs already for reproducing, for making babies, right? And by the age of 40, you only got 3% of your eggs left. It's kind of a shocker, right? So this is something maybe you've heard of. You haven't, I'm sure you probably haven't, because it's again, nothing that we're thinking about when we're in our 30s. Now we're going to go into perimenopause, peri meaning around the time of menopause. If menopause on average happens at the age of 51 in the US, more or less North America, it's 48, I think, in India. Different countries have different ages where they hit menopause, some earlier than later, but we're talking about North America, it's around 51. So perimenopause is on average about 5 years before you hit menopause. So we're talking about your mid 40s, right? And with the loss of progesterone in our mid-30s, my gosh, well, some of us are getting to perimenopause and feeling it in our late 30s. It's not unusual whatsoever. Now, perimenopause is when our hormones start fluctuating. How do I know if I'm in perimenopause? Well, do you have irregular periods? Are they longer or shorter than usual? Go and get a tracker. Start tracking your hormones if you haven't already. I use Clue. I'm sure there are other apps out there. Just go download it and start tracking when is day one of your period and see if every month it's exactly 28 days or 25 days or whatever days you are normally. And then you'll see, are they getting longer or shorter? Are your periods getting heavier or lighter, right? This is perimenopause. And then when it stops, that's menopause. It stops for 12 months, 12 consecutive months, right? How else do I know if I'm in perimenopause? Well, okay, say you're around your late 30s, mid 40s, and you get regular periods, but some people can have perfect periods throughout perimenopause, but they have other changes. Maybe they notice that their body is changing a little bit, even though their exercise and their diet hasn't changed. They're finding it's harder to build muscle. Why do we have to work out so much harder now? Hot flashes and night sweats, which are the typical menopause signal. There's like 100 menopause symptoms, but the one that we associate menopause with is a hot flash and a night sweat. And it doesn't mean you need to be dripping sweat at night, but maybe you notice yourself kicking off the covers. You're waking up in the middle of the night, like a little hot, you know, and it's December, right? And it's the heating isn't on. And you notice that you're kind of hot. That may be a sign that you're losing your estrogen. Anxiety and depression, so common in the 30s. And that has a lot to do with progesterone. Not everyone, but if you're in your 30s and you're feeling more anxious, a little depressed than you normally do, go check your progesterone levels. It's so easy. And see if you're low, then you can top it up. So if you're feeling a bit moody, if you catch yourself, this happened to me in my late 40s, I became snappy with my husband and I was never like that. And I was like, what? And I stopped myself and go, oh my God, what did that come from? And it occurred to me, well, maybe I'm in perimenopause. I don't know. So if you catch yourself doing that, and again, it's kind of a more regular thing once in a while, it could be so many things, but you notice some of that, you notice it's harder to sleep. You don't sleep like you're in your 20s anymore. You wake up in the middle of the night. Sometimes you wake up with a racing mind. You can't stop these thoughts. And of course, stress has a lot to do with it, but maybe before you were able to handle the stress better. Maybe you find it harder to fall asleep. Maybe you're waking up to start your day at 4 or 5 a.m. when it's a little bit too early. And you're not getting in that deep sleep. You're not getting enough hours of sleep. Your sleep is compromised. Maybe you're feeling a little bit of vaginal dryness down there. Sex is a little painful and it wasn't before. What's going on? Maybe you've noticed the libido is starting to wane and it's not usual for you. You've noticed dry skin. So if you're dry in the vagina, you're probably dry on the outside as well. You notice skin changes, flaccidity, right? This is the loss of estrogen. This is why we're getting our saggy jowls, right? We can thank the loss of estrogen for that. And urinary urgency, that's the official word. Just, you got to pee like suddenly and all in hurry and you don't know where it came out of. It just happens. And again, this is the loss of estrogen. And you may think that you're going crazy, you're turning old. No, it's not. It could be many things, of course, but it could be. These are just some of the symptoms of menopause. Maybe your hair is starting to thin, you're starting to lose it. Again, all of these are signs that maybe you're in perimenopause. And if you're on birth control, then you probably don't notice any of these symptoms at all because you're on hormone, even though they're synthetic. So yeah. So if you're around this age and you're having some of these signs, you don't have all of them. Some women have no signs and symptoms. But sometimes they're so subtle and you don't associate it with menopause because you think menopause is going to happen after you're 50. Think about it. Maybe it is, right? And I won't explain why, what to do, because that's a whole other podcast. I said I'd make this short. And then there's early menopause. Early menopause happens when you're in your 40s, 40 to 45, meaning you have 12 consecutive months without your period. You've definitely lost all your hormones and you are officially in menopause. It's called early menopause because normally it happens somewhere between 45 and 55. And now you get it at 42, right? And that can happen. And that's about, I've seen statistics from 5 to 12% of the population, depends which stats you're going by, what country you're in. And this is a natural early menopause we're talking about. But early menopause can happen from other things that are not natural, like smoking or surgery, cancer treatments like radiation therapy. There's surgical menopause where you remove your ovaries. This is called a bilateral oophorectomy. And these can put you into an early menopause. And that's the definition. Then there's premature menopause, which is different than early menopause. Premature menopause is when you get to menopause in your 30s and 40s, when maybe you're just thinking about having a baby and starting a family and you're going, what the hell? Why is this happening? It happens. 1% of the population. I've seen 0.1%. I mean, it's stats again, very small proportion of the population, but it can happen. And that's called premature menopause. Right? Think about a premature baby. It's not supposed to be born yet and it's done. And then on the other side of the menopause spectrum, there's late onset menopause, right? Just late menopause, so you want to call it. And that means if by 55, you have not had menopause, if you still have your period, whether it's fluctuating or not, you're still sometimes getting a period, you are in late onset menopause. If you got, and usually it'll happen. I mean, there are women in their 60s still getting their period. It's rare. Again, I don't know the percentage, but it can happen. So that's late onset menopause. Now, that's the definitions of all these things. And I have a feeling that, you know, postmenopause is the time, all the years after that one day event called postmenopause. We don't use that word so much, but if you do research and research studies, they would say postmenopausal women. That means these are women already had 12 consecutive months without their period. I have a feeling that we're just putting all these women in a box, just this postmenopausal women 55 plus, but I think menopause is different for a woman in her 60s, in her 70s, her 80s, 90s. And we'll probably come up with other terminology for this part of menopause. I have a feeling as a gerontologist in me, I don't want to put them all in a box and I think they're all different. So we'll see. Watch this space. But I hope this was clear for you. I hope it was short enough. I hope it explains. I tried to repeat myself several times. And again, you're going to have to hear this over and over and over again for it to sink in. But I hope you now know the difference between peri and pre and post and early and premature, all of that. If you have any questions, let me know. Please reach out. It's so easy to find me on Facebook and Instagram and emails. And I want to help you. No woman should ever suffer through this unless you want to. Again, that's why menopause is inevitable. Suffering really is optional. If you're okay with suffering a little bit and that's okay, that's your choice. But if you're not okay with that, you don't have to suffer. And I really think that women shouldn't settle for less than 100% feeling awesome. That's just my opinion. But anyways, I hope that helps. And if you have any questions or comments, let me know. And I will see you in the next episode.
You can now watch all of our podcast interviews on the Hack My Age YouTube channel. Some of our guests bring slideshows, so it's really great to have. Every week there is a new video, so just search Hack My Age on YouTube.com or find the link on the Hack My Age website.
Today's episode is sponsored by the Institute of Bioidentical Medicine, which is the authority when it comes to understanding bioidentical hormones. And I just completed their menopause method course, and I am mega impressed. This is a self-paced course designed by Dr. David Rosensweet, who's been treating women through menopause for nearly 3 decades. And I can highly recommend this program, particularly if you're a doctor or someone who is actually prescribing hormones to women for menopause. So make an appointment at iobim.org to see if you're a candidate for the menopause program and ask for a discount with the code ZORA, Z-O-R-A. You're going to learn so much with this program because menopause is inevitable, but suffering is optional.
Hey, did you enjoy the podcast? Don't forget to subscribe to be notified of all the new episodes and leave a review to help build the tribe. It's a small act of kindness that brings me big benefits and helps others find this amazing content. The best thing you can do is share. Sharing is caring. Statements made on this podcast have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Anything we say or products we mention are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Information provided by this podcast is not a substitute for personal medical advice and not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information from the personal research and experience of me and my guests.